Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Totally. My name is Bevan Waite. I live in Lake Tahoe, California, and I am a filmmaker. I started out as an architect, and then I dropped that to follow a passion in Tahoe, which started with skiing and has now landed me in the Bitcoin space. So now I make films about Bitcoin.
Awesome. So how did you get into that?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a long road, just like anyone's path, right? But in college, I was always really into like drones and filming with drones. I was a good skier. I always kind of wanted to like be in the ski scene and like be a ski bum, kind of live like the ski lifestyle. And after I graduated, I worked for a while down in the Bay Area and decided to move up to Tahoe, which is like kind of the closest place where everyone was going skiing. And the year that I got there was like one of the biggest years on record. It snowed like 800 plus inches over the year. Most of that came in 2 months. And I was obviously just like, this is amazing. Like, I can't believe that I live here right now. So I decided to stick around for more than just, you know, a year or two. And in those couple years, I was working at an architecture firm and I started to make more contacts in the ski world. And I bought my first camera and I started filming friends and whatnot. We made a few like kind of underground ski movies, which was fun. And then I nailed my first client, which was Flylo Gear. That's their local kind of like ski apparel company. And so I started working a lot with Flylo and kind of getting, learning the ropes in the film industry, started working on some other bigger productions, just like as a PA, just to kind of learn how it works. And then started making kind of small documentaries, mostly in skiing. But then it turned out I found another client in fishing. So I was going on all these fishing trips. I know this sounds super circuitous, but it's coming around eventually. I had since like, I learned about Bitcoin in 2017, and I didn't really give it much thought until kind of recently. I mean, within the last 3-4 years. And then I kind of like, I started learning more and more about it just like in my off time. And I just became a Bitcoiner by learning about like the current monetary policy and all the things that the misaligned incentives that that's leading to in our country and throughout the world, and how much good that Bitcoin can do for the world. And so after, you know, kind of teaching myself all of that information, I realized that I actually had a wealth of information in my head. And then I needed to like spit it out in some way. And so this is kind of a new venture. I wouldn't say it's like succeeding amazingly yet, but 3 months ago, I started this Bitcoin channel. And I've just been pumping out videos there. I went to a Bitcoin conference, made some connections that have been helping me to, you know, connect with other people in the space. But I'm doing it all with AI tools. So like pretty much everything is an AI tool that I then like orchestrate to make the videos from. So it's like the voiceover, the script, the visuals and the music, all of that stuff, I just then orchestrate into a film that, you know, is the entertaining and engaging, thought-provoking kind of essay about some aspect of Bitcoin or another.
Awesome. So can you just like, I guess I'm just curious, really, like, what is your goal with it? Is it more just to, you know, be a, you know, influencer or leader in the space, or do you want to be able to produce videos for like other people like in the Bitcoin space? Like, what is your vision? I know that you just started, but like, you know, just in general, like, what is your vision for the business?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think I just have realized that I have this wealth of knowledge in my head, and I need to get it out to people, because I think if more people understood Bitcoin, the world would be a better place. So I eventually realized I was working on all this ski stuff, you know, and I was like, how is this making a difference in the world? You know, is this like little ski edit actually, you know, it might stoke some people out, but, you know, I'm not really making a difference in the world. And I think I came to the conclusion that my skills would be better met with this other topic that could then help educate people. And so, yeah, like I don't necessarily want to be a leader in the space, but I do want to help people understand what Bitcoin is and how it can help them.
Awesome. So what is your biggest challenge that you're facing now in the business?
I would say monetization. It's a long road to get those 4,000 hours watch hours and 1,000 subscribers. I feel like I'm pretty happy with the results that I've been getting so far. I'm about halfway there, give or take a little bit. Yeah, it's been hard. I put out like 30 videos. So in my previous business, I was used to being paid many thousands of dollars per video, and now I'm just making videos for free for myself. But it's been fun. I think when people, like a lot of people that write books, decide at one point that they have something that they want to say, some sort of wealth of knowledge about some topic that they realize they have a unique perspective on, and they want to like get it out to the world. They're like, the world needs to hear what I have to say. And I feel similarly, but I'm not a writer. I'm a filmmaker, and that's always kind of been my creative outlet. And so in a way, I feel like I'm like writing or, making a film book of all these different ideas that I've come to realize throughout, my explorations into the subject, and condensing them down so that they can be a little bit more like bite-sized chunks, so that people, like if you have a buddy or something that is confused about the technology in some way or another, or is interested in the technology, it's like, I just want those videos that, your friends can be like, here, just watch this, you'll understand. Watch that one, you'll understand, this other concept. So yeah, just like kind of building that network.
So I guess if now, are you also doing the I can parallel your video production, or are you only recording videos too? You can for yourself.
Yeah, I'm still in. I'm very much in both. So I'm kind of, running the production company, trying to stay on top of all that stuff while also doing the YouTube channel. It's been a lot for the last 3 months, but it's fun. I think my girlfriend would probably say that I need to come out of my cave more because I've just been working all day. But
So are you still planning to scale your production company, or are you kind of just like not really, you're just focused like on your current clients and that's it?
yeah, I mean, it's kind of both. I would say my production company is now just pivoting from the outdoor space into the Bitcoin space, because it's all being run underneath my company. Like I have two contractors that I work with for the YouTube channel, and like they're still being paid under my production company right now. That's Mountain Grown Media for reference. And so like that's just the LLC that I own, and so everything kind of just runs through that. But really, like if you own your own business and you have a handful of clients, like that business becomes anything that you want it to be, especially if it's a small business. If it's a big business, you can't just be like, oh, we're not doing this now, we're gonna do this. But if it's a small business, then you really do control like your destiny, kind of. And I think like that's one of the things that attracted me to freelance work as when I was transitioning away from architecture, was that, like, I don't know, I have ADHD, and I feel I get really passionate about things, and I put a lot of work into them, but I also then have a hard time concentrating on things for sometimes long periods of time. And in a weird way, I feel like my career has been kind of like impulsive and sporadic. Like I'm like going this way, and then I'm like, whoa, I'm gonna go that way. But so far it's kind of worked out. So I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna embrace it. I'm not gonna fight it. I'm not gonna say that I did this thing and now I have to go, work as an architect for 40 years until I retire. If I get a good idea that I want to go, pursue some aspect of, creative, projects or business projects, what have you, then it's like I have the freedom to go do that. And of course, like Bitcoin also helps you do that, because it helps you save money, and it helps you grow your purchasing power over time. And the more that your purchasing power grows, the more free you feel to make choices that seem risky to other people but make sense to you.
Awesome. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you got into this?
God, I watched all the YouTube videos about making YouTube channels and just filmmaking in general. I think like it's really just stay the course. If you can keep going, no matter how small your growth is, as long as you're interested in the subject or what you're doing, whatever that happens to be, then it's not going to matter how slow that growth comes, because you're just going to enjoy doing it. You're going to keep doing it even if you see negative growth 1 month, And so I think that's like the thing that I've kind of like built my life around, is just always doing something that I'm like really passionate in. And as soon as I start to lose passion in something, I try to jump to the next thing that's like really fueling that passion. Because I know that, like, especially for this YouTube channel, not bringing me in any money yet, but there is a potential for that. And I've made 30 plus videos already. You know, I've spent 3 months in my cave editing these videos. And I have no, you know, even though it's not bringing me in money yet, it doesn't matter because I love doing it. I'm proud of every single film that I put out. So money will come, but passion doesn't come from hard work. Passion just comes from interest and curiosity and stuff
For
like that.
sure. So, like, if we're going to have this conversation again 1 year from now, where do you see things going for the business?
I can tell you one thing. I hope I monetize. Right now, I'm tracking to be monetized in March, so that should be no problem. But I felt like this was a good plan for me to start this channel when I did because of the upcoming halving and the potential for another hype cycle. Pretty much every 4 years, when the supply of Bitcoin halves, there's classically a hype cycle because the media starts talking about it, the price starts rising. That gets other people that haven't really given it much thought to start giving it more thought. And that's when Bitcoin search terms, you can search this on Google Trends. Basically, every 4 years, Google Trends shows a spike in the Bitcoin search term. So I think hopefully I've built like a small following and I have like a loyal, base of subscribers that really enjoy every film that I put out. And then it can just kind of grow from there.
Awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to find you and reach out, do you mind sharing your YouTube channel and your website, just best ways to get in contact with you?
Yeah, definitely. My YouTube channel is Bit Intelligence, BIT, and then intelligence, kind of like Bitcoin and intelligence, because we use artificial intelligence to tell Bitcoin stories. And then my production company is Mountain Grown Media, and that's just mountaingrownmedia.com.
Awesome. Well, Bevan, we're rooting for you and thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Have a good one.
Thanks too.